Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Good hates, candy wrappers, creamy, baby, sticky, secret, 50 as a pop of turtles in 50. There's still not one that he won't see, but God loves movies.
Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug.
Oh, where's my paper? Why isn't it in here? Oh no, that'd be crazy if I had to do a whole hello. That'd be nuts if I had to do a whole show without my piece of paper. I could probably do it. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, August 5th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men, Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph and Dog, Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep, Perfect, Murder, My Death Wish, Three Amigos, Ghost World's End of Watchmen, Don't Leaving Las Vegas, Food Law, Jingle All the Wayne's World's Fastest Indian. Thank you, Montreal, Ann Arbor, Travis City, Madison, and Rosemont. That was a great run that I just went on. This weekend, I'll be at the Improv in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, doing stand-up on Saturday at 4:20 and Doug Loves Movies on Sunday, also at 4:20. And Houston, Texas, I'll be at the Improv this Monday, August 11th, 8 o'clock, I believe. All of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. From the Corrections Department, Cedar Rapids is in Iowa, not Michigan. Speaking of Michigan, I saw 12 films at the Traverse City Film Festival out of over 200 that they played there, and I liked most of them. It was a really strong batting average up there, and you'll probably hear more from me about all these movies in the next few months or even a year or so as they all sort of trickle out into the marketplace. I saw La Gran Familia Española, 1971, 5-7, Palo Alto, The Pass, The Hunt, Sister, Wild Canaries, Fading Gigolo, Calvary, and Life of Crime, and of course the Benson movie Interruption.
Thank you.
The Benson movie Interruption of Roadhouse. Yeah, that was super duper fun. Next fest I'm attending is the Portland International Film Festival in Portland, Oregon. I'll be there August 28th and 29th doing a Doug Loves Movies and a screening of Greatest Movie Ever Rolled. Prize bag, you guys. Let's get into it. Lots of fun items, including a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and a copy of Gateway Doug 2 Forced Fun. And then that thing, and of course a couple of hot dogs from Pops pops hot dogs in there. Always gets a laugh. I don't necessarily know why. Some alcohol. So is anyone under 21 out here today? All right, so be honest if you, you know, don't take that if you win today. Did you bring a name tag? Okay, so you're out of the running anyway. Oh, this is fun. Somebody made me a Doug Loves Movies lighter that's really fancy, so I put that in there. And also, this thing's kind of cool. It's got a chain so you can hang it around your neck, and you open it up, and it's just a tiny little grinder. Yeah, I don't know where I got that or who gave it to me, but, you know, I don't think I'll ever reach a point where I would want to walk around with this hanging around my neck, but somebody else might enjoy it. I put together kind of a special a panel today, and I'll explain more what's so special about it once I get them all out here. Please give a big, warm UCB welcome to returning winner Dustin Ibarra, along with Deborah DiGiovanni, Bert Kreischer, and Ron Funches. Bert picked up his microphone first, but is remarkably restrained right now. What do you think, panel? What do you think the four of you have in common that I thought would be a really fun show for the
size?
The people.
Is it?
No, Deb, it's not size.
We can all run the 4-minute mile. Movie reference. I'm fucking out, bitches.
It's incorrect. Dustin, do you have a guess?
I don't know. We're all sweating a lot. Probably big sweaters.
First answer.
Yeah. Sweatiest group of guests ever. Ron, what do you think it is?
I think it's because we're all good gigglers.
Oh!
That's right. It's the top gigglers episode. You guys all laugh like there's no tomorrow. And I love it. And I don't want to put any extra pressure on you to laugh tonight. Or to try to, you know, stifle your laugh. Just be natural.
Now I'm afraid
but
the
just
next...
know that at the end of the night we're gonna vote and the audience is gonna decide who the best laugher is.
Oh shit!
I got a new laugh. I
oh,
should tell
I
you.
Thought I thought Ricky Ricardo just wandered in. So let's run down the table here. Dustin Ibarra is back, you guys. He's he cannot lose. He's a Leonard Maltin game phenom.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, man.
I don't know how it happens.
I'm not even that good at stuff, you know, like movies or a lot of other things
you
either.
Sound,
so I don't
you
even
sound like a 13-year-old talking to his stepfather. I'm not even that good at
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm like.
love me, Rick, okay?
Oh, man. I wish my stepdad smoked weed. That'd be fucking awesome, man. I'd be growing up better, man.
What'd you bring for the prize bag? It's an interesting combo of gifts that you brought.
It is an interesting combo. It is the movie Flight with a little bottle of champagne. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it's about something I love to do, which is drinking on the job and operating heavy machinery. So...
You can reenact my favorite scene from that movie when the little bottle of vodka is sitting there on the table and they just hold on it for a while. And you're like, why are they just showing that bottle of vodka? And then all of a sudden,
yoink.
He grabs it. You're like, oh, shit, it's on. So that's a very thoughtful gift. And again, if you're under 21, please don't win tonight. Yeah. And our buddy Bert Kreischer's back, you guys. Bert Kreischer's here.
This podcast is always a learning adventure for me, as I usually say something and get tweeted aggressively the next day on how you're never supposed to say that out loud.
Do you recall what
nope,
it was
I
the last
time? I barely can remember. fat chicks. Just hashtag. I know, that's why I didn't want to bring it up, assholes. Oh, fuck! Start it, Doug. Make it happen. I brought a book, Doug.
Yeah, I'm holding it in my hand. It's called Life of the Party, Stories of a Perpetual Man-Child.
Yep.
So who is this about?
It's about me, Doug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wrote it
is
all about
me. Is this one of
me.
Them YA novels?
I don't even know what that means.
Young adult. You got,
I think this kind of sums up the duality of Bert and his comedy. Is that the two people that wrote about him on the back are Mark Maron and Mick Foley?
I'm right in between there.
Yeah.
Somewhere with my shirt off. Yeah, it's a good book. It talks about I got involved with the Russian mafia and thought Will Smith wanted to fuck me and how I met Whitney Houston after my daughter broke her jaw.
That's kind of happened to everyone, though.
Yeah. Don't forget, laugh into your microphones, you guys. I want to give you points. So get Bert's book, everybody. It's going in the prize bag.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucking sweating.
He was nice enough to bring me a copy as well, so I'll read it and let you guys know. I'm gonna do a little book review.
Ooh, I'll take it.
Or I'll do a read this, not that. I'll compare your book to Catcher in the Rye.
Ooh, I thought that was about baseball when I was in high school. I read the whole fucking thing. It's like, when's he get on the team? Foul mouth kid better be able
it's
to pitch.
It's not the dumbest guests, Bert. You don't have to.
I didn't understand Airplane. What was the name of the pilot? What was the thing?
Flight.
Flight? Oh. Until you said about the drunk, and I went, oh, the Denzel Washington movie.
Yeah.
Say, look, some of us are in that sweet spot in Hollywood where we just figure out at the very end of the movie, he's a ghost. So.
I don't know what just happened, but.
Sixth Sense.
I've got to introduce. No, I understand. I got that was a movie reference. I don't know what it had to do with anything that preceded it. Deborah DiGiovanni is here, you guys.
Oh, wow.
Debbie D. Great. Who I just had the pleasure of running into and enjoying some joints with at the Montreal Just for
yes,
Laughs.
Yes, absolutely.
What a delightful festival.
A delightful festival.
There was
delightful
no place
joint.
Where someone said, don't smoke that here.
No, yeah.
To me, ever.
I did notice that you had a little bit like looking over your shoulder. I'm like, no, Canada, they don't care. They really don't care. Go to Canada, everybody. They don't care.
Yeah, go to Canada.
About it's anything. Great. About anything. At all.
You really can. Just like there were cops everywhere, and they didn't seem to be talking to anybody.
No, not at all.
They were just hanging
they're
out.
They're high. They don't
hang
care.
Out and watch.
Yeah.
Good for them. Good for them. And what'd you bring for the prize bag?
Oh, I brought an old DVD of mine, just mainly because I cannot fucking give them away. So there you go. That's it right there. Look at that.
Single awkward female. It's
yeah.
It's you on a bench with a nice couple.
With a nice, I didn't even name it. My people named it. How's that? They were like, we have the perfect one. Single awkward female. It's you. I'm like, thanks.
Whose okay. idea was it for you to have a mic in your hand even though you're sitting on a bench in the park?
I swear to God, I'm not joking, they put that in later. Because they were like, what if people think it's a romantic comedy? I'm like, I don't fucking think so. I think it's going to be, yeah. That's me. That's my thing. Romantic comedies all the time, 24/7.
If somebody thinks it's a romantic comedy and buys it or rents it
good.
Or whatever, then the joke's on them. Yes, yeah,
exactly.
You don't need to prove
good.
That it's not
anti-romance.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be so proud of that, but anyway.
And Ron Funches is here, you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Champion of At Midnight. Yeah, my mortal enemy over there. And also you just found, I don't know how recently you found out, but the show you're on, Undateable, got picked up for more eps on NBC. Bing, bing, bing. Do you know when the return date's going to be, or is it like mid-season or whatever?
I don't know at all. I think we're going to start in January. But I don't know when it's going to be out. But it just makes me happy because I was out of money.
You spent your Undateable season one money?
Yeah. I invested in myself.
Oh.
I said, I bet there'll be a season two. You thirsty?
It turned out to be a good... Yeah, I am thirsty. I also thought that there would be more talking.
No.
It's kind of... It's getting on my nerves a little bit how polite you're being tonight, Bert.
I'm not...
Is that a word?
I've jacked off to a... It's like in college, I went through this phone sex period of my life. This is back before the internet, when you needed a connection. You had to call down to fucking Trinidad and listen to something. The girl sounded just like Ron. And I'm listening to him talk. I can hear just like he sounds preoccupied, like he's doing his nails, but he's on the phone. Like, what you wearing? Deb and I are sweating our dicks off down here.
True, totally gone.
Oh, fuck.
Sucking your dick.
Ron brought a nice V-neck unbaitable t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I promised people I'd mail them out if they watched the show, but then I was like, I don't like going to the post office. So now, here's one of those shirts.
Well, you know, if you don't like going to the post office, you should try stamps.com. They're no longer a sponsor of the show. I mean, they may come back, so I'm not going to say anything good or bad.
I feel neutral about that.
Yeah.
But man, Harry's, you just definitely, if you guys ever want, if you're ever in the need to like shave, go with harrys.com. I love it. I use it all the time. What have you guys seen lately? Have you been to the movies? You see anything, Dustin?
I saw The Killing Room on TV the other day. That was insane, man. Have you guys seen that? That was like nuts, dude.
What is it?
It's called The Killing Room.
Uh-huh, we got that.
And it's about, you know what? It's based on some real shit that happened over like in Russia or something. They had these like political prisoners, and they like put them in a room, and they're like, let's just keep them awake for a long ass time. And they went crazy, and you know, crazy shit happened. And, I don't want to reveal a lot, but people stayed up, you know? They were awake. I was awake. They didn't use any cocaine. They had this fog that they like sent into the room, and it made everyone like, oh, I can't sleep, you know? So I don't know. It was pretty cool. Nick Cannon was in it, you know? I was like, oh, Nick Cannon. All right, I'll watch. I was flipping through like, nah, fuck it, Nick Cannon. I love this dude. All right. Come on, who doesn't love Nick Cannon?
I think.
Bert, what about you?
I don't know. I've watched a lot of movies on planes. I saw one the other day that made me cry pretty hard. I cry a lot on planes.
Can I guess?
Yeah. Please.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier?
No, but I did see Wolverine, or at least all, or not the, the latest one. Oh, yeah. The guy. The guy that was sexually assaulting that dude, Bryan Singer.
The director,
he was accused of it. Right. I've followed that case pretty aggressively.
Why?
Because I subscribe to Variety.com, and so that was the update they sent every week, and I kind of followed it, and then I was like, I want to see his movie. It's actually a really good movie, and I'm not like a comic book guy.
But what about, has he been exonerated
yet? He's been 100% exonerated, and the lawyers that, and I was like, good for him, but not enough news was generated, this isn't funny, about his being exonerated. So this poor guy got slammed by the press, and then everyone dropped their charges.
Are you worried because you heard I threw somebody off the show recently?
No.
Just calm down, Bert. It's going to be okay.
No. It was a good movie. It was a really good movie. It was about time travel, and I like anything time travel.
Oh, the X-Men thing?
Yeah, it was all about time travel. Yeah, sure. So I dig that.
I mean, it was, they used time travel in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't
about time travel. They don't explain it.
I mean, it was more about time travel than it was X-Men, I think.
I think those were all X-Men doing the time travel.
I think agree to disagree. I see it as a time travel movie. You see it as a superhero guy thing.
How about that scene where Quick Change runs around?
Oh, yeah. With that, he's got like that punk rock purple hair that girls have when they're like 15. And he's like, it was pretty badass.
I don't remember that.
I understand that's how they pitched it in the room. He goes, fuck me. Hey, Deb, you seen any good movies?
Deb, yeah, let's go to Deb.
The X-Men, I saw X-Men, and then I saw Spider-Man 2, which I did not like at all, right?
Nobody
can we agree
likes
with that?
It.
That was so... And I will watch Emma and Andrew, because we're on first name basis. I will watch them. I will watch them kiss like for hours. If that would have been a separate movie, I'd fucking tuck right into that. But this, that, no, I thought it was bad. I mean, can I believe, I'm going to say this. I thought the dialogue was disappointing. But I did. I thought the dialogue was really disappointing. In an action movie, but it's true. Yeah. And I also saw Nonstop in the theaters. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, guys. But I did, and it was
that was
right.
Like February or something.
Yeah, I know. That's, I don't see. I see. I watch a lot of old because I, you know, I'm a poor, cheap woman.
I get it. Ron, what have you seen?
Well, Doug, you know, I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to movies, but I knew it was coming here, so I watched Grand Budapest Hotel, which was good.
Yeah,
I liked it.
It's fun, right?
It's a fun movie. It's pretty. It looks like a picture book. Yeah.
And they, but they also, like, you know, typical Wes Anderson movies are pretty, you know, there's not a lot of swearing, but suddenly in Grand Budapest, there's F-bombs left and right.
But it's a nice balance between the hoity-toityness.
Ralph Fiennes should be, that's like a Best Actor nomination right there, I think. He's so funny in that movie.
I don't know who that is.
He's the main guy. He's the top guy, yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah, dude. He's the guy running around with his lobby boy.
Okay, and then
You'll be my lobby boy. Okay.
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You've been going crazy with the movies, but you would have seen that anyway, right?
Yeah, I would have saw that anyway.
And that's fun, right?
It was really fun. I like it. I want. I hope that there's a medical marijuana dispensary that starts selling like Groot, because then I don't want to smoke. I'll be like, ooh, I'm smoking that Groot, you know?
Right. You take a big hit, and then you just go, I am Groot. I'm so Groot right now.
Yeah, on that Groot right now. That would be fun.
Yeah. Vin Diesel's a real tough gig for him to come in and say those three words. But good for him.
That was Vin Diesel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Did you see it?
No, I thought it was that professional wrestler.
No, he's in it. The Rock?
But Vin Diesel's the voice of Groot, the big thing that looks like a tree branch.
I thought it was a pro wrestler, and I was like, oh, it's good for him.
Some guy wrote to me on Twitter today, Bradley Cooper's the voice of the raccoon? That raccoon didn't sound anything like Bradley Cooper. And I wrote back, acting. They didn't hire him to necessarily sound like Bradley Cooper.
No, wait, dude, they lied to us. They put Bradley Cooper. It's fucking Paul Rubens, man.
Wait, does everyone say raccoon, or do you guys say raccoon?
Oh, my God.
Because I say raccoon.
Seriously, wait. Too. Let's figure this out.
Say it.
Raccoon.
Raccoon.
Fucking raccoon.
What, wait. Shh. Ron.
Raccoon.
I thought it was going to be better.
No, I'm raccoon. No.
I think it's really weird that there's still a place called Coon Rapids.
Oh.
Like a city. Like a whole city.
Oh, there's a lot of terrible jokes to make.
Why? Is that like...
Huh?
No, but like, why'd they name it that? Is it like racist and shit?
That'd be kind of crazy for a whole city, right? Like, what are you talking about?
I think it was just a happy accident. It was probably actually named after raccoons.
Yeah. I was like,
what do you mean? And then later they're like, hey, but racists can have fun with it too.
We play that game on the road sometimes, me and my crew. We'll play, how did they get the name of the city? So, like, hypothetically saying, you go, oh, my God, look at all these raccoons going down the rapids. Let's call it Coon Rapids. And so we do it with, this is not going to be as funny as I thought it was in my head. Like, oh, my God, look at all these mini sodas. We should call this Minnesota. You not the hoe? Idaho. Okay. All right. That's what we'll call it.
I like Coon Rapids if it sounds like they were like, let's just make an all-black water park.
Where everyone just sits and looks at the slides.
They're taking a bath on sunscreen.
Oh, no.
I just keep seeing that promo for the Cat Williams special on HBO where he's really mad at black women for not getting in the pool. He's really angry about it. It's hilarious. All right, you guys, we got to get this thing moving. It's time for me to say, let the games begin. And
I saw that movie today.
Some folks brought... What movie is that?
The one with that... whatever, the Black League Justice or something. Overlord Justice.
You made that up?
Dark Knight Rises or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's called. Yeah. It's weird when people add "or whatever" to the accurate title. But we've got some name tags here in the audience, I presume. There's some. I know it's very hot outside, so people are probably like, I don't want to stand on the street with a name tag. But there are some out there. So, look, there's Groot right there, but it says, I am Justin. That's awesome.
Oh, Ron, you got to get
so
that.
So, everybody go pick a name tag, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. We're back, and Bert just threw a door opening into a young man with crutches in his hand.
I'm so sorry, man.
He's covered. He's covered.
I'm sorry, radio.
Did you get a name tag?
I'm sorry again for that comment, but I just had to.
Radio didn't have crutches, though, right?
I thought he was disabled.
Brain crutches.
Well, brain crutches.
Whoa. Too soon.
But he's got that, like that friendly radio look where he's like, I just want to help, coach.
I think this is the part when they get mad at you on Twitter. I think it's now. I'm just saying. Huh?
I can't tell who's sweating more, me or you.
It's starting to blend in now.
I feel like I'm sweating onto your sweat.
Our DNA is being combined here. Something terrible is going to happen. Anyway.
All right, let's make a vine of everybody and who you're playing for. Tell us who you're playing for, Dustin.
Crazy stupid Mike. Huh? I haven't seen this, but I'd like to. This y'all, Ryan Gosling, hey, he's fucking cool.
I'm playing for the magician Scott. Mason Scott. Fuck, I can't read. Mackin Scott. God damn it. I'm dyslexic, everybody. It's not cool to laugh.
I couldn't make a vine because I forgot to... post a vine that I already made, and it's already sitting in there, and I gotta post it. The other night, I was just in a parking lot spinning around with my camera out, just saying I'm drunk over and over again. It was pretty spectacular, so I don't want to skip that one.
There are people your age running hedge funds, and you're spinning in a parking lot. I'm drunk.
I think he wins.
Yeah. So Deb picked the I Am Groot picture,
yes!
Which is awesome.
I'm playing for Justin.
So now I feel really bad I'm not making a
vine. It's beautiful. Look at that.
And Ron went with, instead of beginners, it's Meginners.
Meginners.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. It sounds like Megan and niggas together. It does.
God, I wish I had picked that one.
Wow, I don't think anybody comes here with a name tag thinking it's going to bring out the N-word.
I think she knew what she was doing.
Oh my God. The sweatier you get, the better laugh gets. Have you noticed? It's getting louder.
Never mind. Keep going. Can I bite my tongue more in this place than Helen Keller when she was 3? Oh, too soon?
Seriously, yeah.
God damn it. Lighten up.
Was 3 a real
big...
They're
not listening, everybody.
Was 3 a big tongue-biting year for her? I didn't get the specifics of it.
I was taking a fucking Hail Mary pass that everyone think was funny because it was a reference.
Right.
Let me just sit here and sweat.
As references go, Helen Keller is kind of hard to hard to beat.
That movie was like a kind of defining moment in my life. Like that the Miracle Worker, I referenced that.
Oh, because that's when you finally learned how to say water.
That's the water herself. That's a line from it.
So tonight I have a kind of a special plan for you guys. First of all, we're going to determine who gets to go first in the game that we're going to play. And of course, to do that, we're back in Los Angeles, and our friend Mark Wahlberg's in town. So,
you guys want to do some fucking lines or what, bro?
Lines with Mark.
Let's fucking do some lines. Get them up.
No.
Fucking up.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm going to give you a fucking hickey.
Oh.
Fucking hickey.
That's some real aggressive audience hand slapping going on there. That was really...
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Why are you so fired up, Mark? What's going on with you?
I heard people were fucking sweating, so I came to do it.
There's a new sign by my pool that says you can't get in the pool if you have active diarrhea.
It's the only kind there is, bro.
Is it straight up diarrhea? Doesn't that say it all? Like, does it really have to be active?
Nothing. Everything's about me active. I don't have lazy diarrhea. It's like, let's do this.
All right, so let's do this.
You want to do some fucking lines or what, dude?
Yeah. You guys, he's going to say a line from a motion picture, and the first person who knows...
Wait, I got is it a Mark Wahlberg movie?
No, we ran out of those. He's got a lot of them.
There's two types of movies. There's Mark Wahlberg's movies... And there's movies Mark Wahlberg should have been in. Hey, before I do this, guess what I'm doing, Doc?
What?
I'm going to do a fucking show right here at this fucking theater.
You're going to do your own show at UCB?
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal.
Oh,
they were like, you know what? You do enough community service in the neighborhood for some shit we don't need to get into right now. Thursday, August 21st. 7 o'clock on this fucking stage, we're doing the Wahlberg solution. I'm gonna be sorting out all the fucking current event topics, like how great Transformers was, what movie I'm gonna be in, Gaza. We're gonna get into all of it, guys.
Oh, man.
It's gonna be me and my celebrity friends. I did this up at fucking Bridgetown. Now I'm gonna do it here because I wanna change some fucking lives. It's like $5. If you, Donnie can afford $5. All right, let's do some fucking lines, okay?
Let's do lines.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. Just tell them a line from a movie and or act it out, I should say.
What? That's like the ugliest hat I've ever seen in my life. What, you buy that hat, you get a free bowl of soup? It looks good on you, though.
It's my hair. They can't see it.
Oh, it's Caddyshack.
It is fucking Caddyshack.
Damn, son!
Oh, damn it! I thought...
We started...
Holy shit, that was the best acting I've ever seen in my life!
I swear to God. Damn, you know, I love this game.
That's dude, how I would fucking
fuck
do.
I love this game.
I was like, man, it's kind of kooky. I've got kooky hair. This is really, like,
I
good.
Seriously, I didn't know. I didn't know we were playing. I thought it was just a slam against you. Good one.
Dude, I need to have that shit in auditions. You know what I'm saying? Damn, look at that! Damn!
Oh, fuck, I love this game, Doug.
You like winning.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
I got me fired up.
All right, so Bert, that means you get to go first in our the game we're going to play to determine who in the audience wins the prize bag. And, you know, as everybody can tell from the clock on the wall or on their wrist, you know, we don't have a lot of time left. But I also think this will take a little while, so it's going to be good.
What?
I don't think that doesn't make any sense.
Thanks, Lord of the Rings.
I'm just saying, I think it's going to fill the next 12 minutes perfectly.
Perfect.
We're going to play Last Man Stanton. Yeah, and that's where we get from an audience member, we'll suggest a movie actor or actress or director, and that you've played this, Ron. And then we go through and... just take turns naming movies that person did or was in.
Fuck yeah.
Until when you can't think of one, you're out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll start with Bert, and then we'll go to Deb and Ron, and I'll play too for fun. But if I win, whoever comes in second, well, that's who'll win the prize bag. And then we'll go to you, Dustin, because you look the most confused by this.
I am. Oh, man. But here we go, you know? It's like, you know, I mean, I'm
here we go, you know.
Let's do it.
Jordan, have you ever suggested one for this? You have already? Joe, have you suggested one before? What? Give us somebody you'd like us to play. Who?
Wahlberg?
We've done Wahlberg before.
Julianne Moore.
Oh, whoa! Okay. All right.
God damn it.
All right. So this show's going to end early. That's perfect.
Do fairy tale theaters count?
Do what?
Nothing.
No, they don't count.
Okay. Am I ready? Do I go first?
Yeah, just any movie that Julianne Moore is in.
Anyone random that's on the top of my head. Well, let's go with Boogie Nights.
Yeah, good one.
All right.
Got nominated for an Oscar for that one.
Oh, Jurassic Park.
Wait a minute, it's not your turn!
What?
Yeah, it's not your turn,
you
first
said
of all.
Going straight to me. After
no, it's coming to you after Deb and Ron and me.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go with Jurassic Park, the second one.
Damn it!
All right, you guys, you're both killing me right now. But that's not what it's called.
It's The Lost World.
Oh, man, damn it!
The Lost World?
See, you dragged me right into it, man.
Yeah, Deb, do you want to answer again?
Yes, it's the Lost World, Jurassic Park.
That's the only one I had, too.
Do you know any, Ron? You know who she is, right?
No.
She's that redheaded lady. She was a porn star on Boogie Nights, and she was helping Vince Vaughn take care of the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park 2.
Still doesn't ring a bell. She has red hair, though.
Usually, right? She's almost always got red hair, especially when she's got no pants on. Mm-hmm. In a one particular film.
I got a
very, very clear that she's a redhead.
Okay. I'm going to say Friday After Next.
That's correct. All right, Dustin.
We've known each other forever. You know, Julianne Moore movie. I want to say she played Eminem's mom, but I know she didn't. That was, but they're in that same area, so let me think. God dang it.
Good call, Joe, on the Julianne Moore.
Damn, I don't. I really think that I might not have. This right now.
I thought the Leonard Maltin game would be too difficult.
Oh shit, crazy stupid!
God damn it!
I knew it! Oh my god, dude, I'm just meant to win!
Fucking
asshole! I'm just, everything that happens is like.
Oh, I am looking at the.
Yes! Yes! I'm like blessed right now, dude!
In my head, I'm thinking. Yes. Felt different.
I know, it's so funny because I'm like, look, I peep down, I'm like, I know Julianne Moore, that's what I need right now. And I'm like, oh shit! Okay. Damn.
What's it called again?
I was so nervous too, dude! Oh, thank you, guy, for giving me this, man.
What's it called?
Crazy Stupid.
No.
I know what it is. I know it's Crazy Stupid Love. That would have sucked right there.
Like Crazy Stupid Mike?
Crazy Stupid Mike. That was a great movie. Oh, man. Come on, Mike. Let's do this.
Is it back to Bert for the win?
Well,
I guarantee you, I got the sleeper.
Okay.
Ready?
Did I say one?
No, you didn't say one.
Oh, shit. Oh,
if you take my fucking one, I will lose my shit.
Oh, this is fun. No, I'll just say the one that I was just referencing, Shortcuts.
Good.
She has no pants on in a scene in Shortcuts, and you could see her red bush.
You ready for this? You ready for this?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Stay.
Okay. He thought everyone was going to be blown away by that.
Movie I saw the cover to all the time. It's like of a white blur running, and it's Stay.
Yeah, I couldn't even confirm that. Was she in the thing?
Here,
she was
me,
in something called
Google
Safe, I think.
That's the fucking name of the movie.
Yes. All right. So you're out.
Yes. And I'm going to say this, and you're going to be so
upset. Deb, it's your turn.
I mean, we're all so upset and should be ashamed of ourselves. The Big Lebowski.
Shit. That was my.
Guys. Oh. Right? Oh.
I hope you win with that.
Ron. Go.
All right, Ron. Has this helped you at all to think of another one?
Not at all. But I'll say that she was in a. I can't even think of movies right now. I don't even know the names of movies. Mission Impossible.
That's correct.
Yeah.
She really was in it, wasn't she?
Was she?
Huh?
Was she in that movie?
Yeah. Like at the end, Tom Cruise pulls his face off and it's her.
Yeah. I remember.
She's got to be in a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
I will go with
How about 9 months?
Oh, yeah, wow.
Is she in 9 months?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She played the title role.
Good luck.
Of uterus.
Fuck. I'm just looking and hoping a DVD.
Yeah, why? It's too bad you don't have two name tags in front of you. But anything else from that lady?
You know, there was nothing. Fuck. And it's some. Nope, nothing's here.
Okay, Dustin's out.
No act of God on that one.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Magnolia!
Magnolia says Deborah.
Ooh, my car! Literally and figuratively.
Oh, dang it.
Ron?
Wait, how come Ron's still guessing?
Because I've got him
moved
right
out on
so
safe.
Far.
Yeah, he's been right every time, and you were wrong.
Wait, he's really right?
Yeah.
Motherfucker. I'm going to spend more time on IMDb.
IMDb.
That's good. That's nice. I like that. That's good. That's fun. Oh, yeah, that's good.
I think if I have an infectious laughter show again, I should probably do it in the winter because it's too fucking hot for all this laughter.
Breathe them.
We're having too much fun in this heat. What do you got, Ron?
Magnolia 2.
Electric Boogaloo. And people right, don't know that
just,
one.
It's that's a good just
one.
Silly. You're out.
Oh!
So, I will say, how about,
sounded like the mic went in your uterus, Douglas.
Oh, wait, we haven't said it yet. Safe. We haven't said it out loud.
Nice.
But no, I'll do another one. Let me do another one. She was in a movie.
She was in a, I'll give you guys a hint.
Was it called Far From Heaven? Yes.
All right. Yes. Golf that's clap. So polite, right?
Nice golf clap there.
Yeah. Oh, I have
things
one.
Are very serious. Right
Deb,
now.
You got
I
another
one? Yeah, Chloe.
Yes. Yeah, she was.
I know. I don't know how I'm doing it.
Deb's on this.
I don't know how I'm doing it. Okay, let's go.
Shit. What the fuck was it? That movie where she...
Walk us through it.
She has an affair with some younger dude.
Does it, do they get the trains? Because that's sliding doors.
It's got lots of other characters in it, though. It's not the main focus of the movie.
There are any Muppets.
There might have been some Muppets in there.
She was in the Muppets.
But shit, I'm blanking on a lot of. She's got a lot more titles than this for sure. Oh, God damn it! Hand the Rocks a Cradle.
No, that's
she is. She is in it.
She is
she's
in
the best
that.
Friend of yes. Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah,
I'm so old. Yes.
Oh,
you got another one, Deb?
Oh fuck yeah! Why am I helping you? It was the one with she's a lawyer. Yep. And she hooks up with Pierce Brosnan,
yep.
who is also a lawyer.
Legal Eagles.
And that.
No. LA Law, LA
and it
Law.
Is called Love Court or something. No, 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 that's not it. It's, what is it?
Come Judge on. Judy.
Oh. Okay, 1 second. Let's just have a moment. What does Groot think?
Help her, Groot. Say something.
Seth Green was in it. He played like the saucy young kid who's like, Dad, I don't know. You're not going to tell me what to do.
Yeah,
I
got to get laid, you know?
Yep. I remember that.
I got to get laid.
No, okay, let's see. 1 second. Oh, God. It's
so hard.
No, I think I might be done.
I don't have another one either.
Oh. Do I get half a point for knowing that she was in love with Pierce Brosnan?
I mean, you're definitely, the Justin, a.k.a. Groot, is definitely going to win the prize bag.
Yes!
Because you've lasted the longest.
Oh, yeah, hooray! So then...
So pressure's off. But just okay. one more.
Was she in one of those ones with
I'm
all
sure
the
she
girls?
Was.
Precious. She was in Precious.
No.
No, yep. she was no. in Precious.
Guessing. Colors.
Oh! The kids are all right. See you later.
Oh!
Don John was the one I was trying to think of. she ends up with what's his name.
Just fucking winning shit here,
people. The one that I was talking about, Mark Wahlberg?
It's easy to play from backstage. Come out and do that.
I
drop
my. Oh, yeah, dude, I looked it up. That's not what it was. All
right. All right, so Justin gets a prize bag. Here you go, Justin.
Yay!
You're good.
Have you ever, you've never won one before, have you?
Sure. I'm actually.
What's happening? You're giving shit back?
Yeah, I'm giving shit to the person that you got to choose.
Oh.
To the person you chose.
Oh, dude, that's pretty nice, man.
Give this to the person you chose.
Oh. And you're stuck with mine.
Justin is instituting some sort
He's
of consolation prize.
Oh, you did that.
Oh,
that's nice, man.
No,
that's
yeah, nice. thank you.
Look,
I love that he's keeping my book. I fucking want to cuddle with you. I swear to God, if I could put my sweaty body on yours.
He's going
to
fuck cuddle you.
You want anything else, you DM me on fucking face, whatever that thing is.
You know.
Let's fuddle. You want to fuddle after the show with Bert?
I want to hold you down and run a tickle train on you. Just me and Ron and Deb holding you down like it's old school. And then we start giggling over your giggle. And then you're like, it's too much. I think I'm going to come.
Apologies to put your hands together. Not because we're going over, but just because they have to follow this.
It's more appropriate right now.
Yeah, and let me see the rest of your name tags. Probably have shitheads on the back, so we'll read those at the end. We don't need yours, Deb, because you won. This one's on a cute little... Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, your check.
What? Is it on the back of the check?
No, it's not. It's not.
So, check person, can you come down here and give me a shithead for at the end? You don't have to write it on the check. You can just write it on this piece of paper. And, Dustin's got one that looks elaborate.
Ooh, yeah,
this
is, I saw it.
Are you the check guy?
Yeah. Here you go, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, just write down who you want me to call a shithead.
Right? Dude, this is for your chick. Well, it's like a small, so... Unless you want to...
Unless you're into that. Yeah.
Unless you want to Bethany it.
What? I don't know what that means.
Just Bethany put on her child's underwear and was like, look how skinny I am.
All right, you guys. Real important part of the show here right now. I'm going to name each of my guests. And
get
I want
my Uber
the
ready.
Audience. You're on a whirlwind tour right now, right?
Yeah, I'm flying over to Nerdist.
Some guy that works with you texted me yesterday and said, is it okay if Bert rolls through at about 7:30? And I wrote back, you fucking asshole. No, it's very polite to your friend that you have texting people about stuff.
Dude, we're not getting into this. I called you. I told you it was from last week. I love you, Douglas. If I had a corporation but let me do Getting Doug with High, I don't know if you've ever listened. That's my favorite fucking podcast. I listen to that all the time. And I gotta be honest with you, I love when you bring on guys that don't normally smoke because I love watching them spiral and go into giggle fits and then anxiety rushes. When Jim Jefferies coughed himself into anxiety attack, it may have been my favorite moment ever, and I sat down off the treadmill and I just listened. Fucking Brad and Eddie Ift are two of my I wish I could do it. But I don't do drugs.
All right, I'm going to name each of our guests today. And everybody applaud. Try to applaud for just one because we want to decide who has the most infectious laugh on this panel. And then we'll be like a competition. I'll bring you back with Pete Holmes and Jeff Garland. And who else were they saying? Some people think Ricky Lindholm has a cute laugh. And there was somebody else, I'm forgetting. Oh, of course, Seth Rogen and his laugh. It'd be fun to get him involved. All right, so Dustin Ibarra, everybody. Yeah.
It's an all right laugh, thank you.
It's big, your laugh. No.
Man.
Oh, Bert.
I'm sweating.
I was so happy we got through the whole thing without your shirt coming off. Oh.
Fucking sweating so bad.
All right, Bert Kreischer, everybody.
Laugh. And you should.
That's pretty good.
You should clap because I'm not going to take my shirt off. So that's
bullshit.
Oh no! And it happens.
Deb DiGiovanni, everybody.
Better laugh.
I think I know where this is headed. Who's the person that gets the dateless shirt? Undateable? Dateless.
McGinnis.
Dateless.
Ron got it back.
Oh, McGinnis gets it. Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Dateless. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus
oh, here we go.
It was a close one. All right. And finally, Ron Funches. I think we need to have a clap off between Bert and Ron. Let's do one more time. Bert Kreischer.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. We should do it shirtless.
No, no, that was yours. Ron Funches. Yeah! Okay, Ron wins.
Thank you guys. I love you guys very much.
Yes. Bert, do you have anything to plug into the microphone before
yes,
you go?
Yes, I do. My book. Buy my book at BertBertBert.com. You can buy it at bookstores. It's called Life at the Party. It's a great book. I fucking wrote it. I didn't have a ghostwriter. I love you very much with all my heart. And listen to my podcast. Hey, yeah. I was Ron and I were texting about getting them on. I'd love to have all these guys on. Hot-blooded.
Bert Kreischer, everybody. Thank you for coming, Bert. Dustin, what do you got coming up, man?
I'm going to be at Hyenas Dallas, like, August. Fuck, the last weekend and Sunday, you know? So I'll be there. And if you go to college over there, I'm at UNT, you know? University of North Texas, and Battle Creek on CBS. Check it out. Coming out later on.
Hey.
You know, so it'll be badass.
You on a bunch of episodes of that show?
I've done two so far. We're on a second, so I don't know. I'm on like three so far, and then we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. But that's awesome that you're on there.
Yeah.
Deb, what do you got coming up?
Literally nothing. No, seriously, nothing. I go back to Canada. If you want to all come with me to Canada, that's great. Yeah, please, we need you. You follow me on Twitter, Deborah DiGiovanni. That's nice.
You got shows up there in Canada?
I do, yeah. And, I'm touring all
aren't
the time.
Aren't you on a popular TV program there?
Yes, I'm on a couple little shows, Video on Trial, Match Game. I also do this stupid little web series called Cute Boy of the Week, so you can check that out, and we literally just talk about cute boys every week.
I'm available.
There are so many of them, guys.
Bert is available to talk about cute boys.
Don't get me started about One Direction. Next.
Oh.
Ron Funches, Undateable comes back someday.
Yeah, at some point.
What else you got going on?
I'm on Chelsea Lately tomorrow.
Yay!
And I'll be in Rosemont at Zany's in next week.
Hooray. Just played there last night. Had a wonderful time. I'll be in Minneapolis doing stand-up and Douglas movies August 14 and 15. Oh, actually, the stand-up sold out, so good job, Doug.
That's why I didn't mention mine.
Good job mentioning it. Yeah, why bring up the things that are sold out already?
Oh, I'm in New York next week. It's not sold out at all.
I mean, my show this Thursday at the Improv in D.C., I haven't brought it up because it's sold out. So why get into it? But thanks again to all of you guys. Let's hear it for everybody. We went long by about 7 minutes. All right, well, you guys didn't really have to leave, but okay. As always, Lana Chapman is a shithead. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is a shithead. And people who say they prefer real books over e-books because of the feeling they get from flipping the physical pages are a shithead.